Agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action on termination of interruptible water available for 2013. Brad Brunette, Water Service Manager.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, Directors. Those of you that have been on the board a while, this is an item that we bring to you each October in establishing the amount of interruptible water that we're going to make available for the next calendar year. We began selling interruptible water the way we do under today's contract form in 2008. And what interruptible water, thank you. What interruptible water is basically it's unused water from our system that was not used in previous years. And when we write long-term contracts against our reservoir system, we're writing the amount of water that we could meet through a repeat of the drought of record or the firm supply. And so usually it's a multi-year period that you could take this much out in year one and this much in year two and this much in year three and make it through that drought and not run out of water. And so interruptible water, we go back and look at the system and see what we didn't use in the previous year, and that's what becomes the bulk of our interruptible water for the next year. There's also some a component of the calculation that includes storage that's in the reservoirs that's reserved for sedimentation in the future, but that currently has water in it. We offer interruptible contracts for terms anywhere from 1 to 5 years in length, and we have an interruptible water sale procedure that outlines the calculation, how we make the calculation each year, and it also outlines provisions associated with the contracts and who gets access to the water first and so forth. Within that calculation, there is a large safety factor that we apply. It's basically a 75% safety factor, and that's to protect the interests of our long-term customers. If we get into a new drought of record, you know, ultimately we want to make sure that we have a way to protect the interests of our long-term customers. The way it works also is that the interruptible water that you make available today for 2013, the customers that we have this year that have contracts already that go into 2013 would get access to the water first, and then if there's a balance above that, it would be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Interruptible water, its name implies that it is interruptible, and it is so. When we get to stage 3 in our drought contingency plan, we have the ability to curtail users of that water and to cut them off if we need to. We don't have to cut them off at stage 3, but we have the ability within those contracts to do so. Let's go to the next slide, please. This is just a visual graphic of our interruptible water sales for the last number of years. Again, we began selling interruptible water under the form that we're using today in 2008, so you can kind of look at those last 5 years are comparable to what we'll be talking about today. The blue represents the amount that we made available for entities to contract for, and the red is actually how much ultimately was contracted. And you can really look at the last 3 years or so and really get a good perspective of the range of the spectrum that we see. 2010 was a real wet year, and in that year we made 112,000 acre feet available for sale, but we only had customers buy about 10,000. So in those wet years we have fewer sales. 2011, obviously, you know, the worst drought that we've ever seen. We made 118,000 acre feet available that year, and we sold almost every bit of it, and almost all of it was actually used. So, you know, it was really put to full use that year. This year, 2012, when we were here last year, or when we were at the October board meeting last year, well, actually, we did it in two phases, and I'll get to that later. But in 2012, we made a total of about 86,000 available, and we contracted for about 80,000. So we've had a little bit left this year that we never did sell, but very little of it has been used this year because we did have, you know, the rain earlier in the spring. This slide is a summary of what we actually did make available for this calendar year that we're in today. So this is decisions that were made last year. If you recall, in October last year, we were in the worst part of the drought. It was really dry, and our reservoirs were very low. And so when we brought this to you in October last year, we had recommended that we limit interruptible water for 2012, the year that we're in now, to only the amount that we needed to cover the contracts that continued into 2012. And so what was approved last year in October was 8,477 acre feet, and that was just what we needed to continue to meet the contracts for folks that had bought it for more than 1 year. We ultimately had the rain in the early part of this year in February through March, basically, and it refilled our reservoir significantly, and so we came back to you in March of 2012 this year, and you authorized an additional 77,336 acre feet. And so the total that we, again, made available this year was a little over $85,000. When you look at the amounts that we have contracted for this year, again, we sold almost all of it that we offered. It was a little bit under $80,000 that we ended up entering contracts for. But when you look at that total, there's 36,643 acre feet of that was purchased for multi-year contracts. So those contracts extend beyond of this calendar year. The remaining balance, 43,141 acre feet, expires on December 31st of this year. And if you look at the purchasers at the bottom, 81% of the water that we sold this year, interruptible contracts, was purchased by Gulf Coast Water Authority, Dow, and NRG. And if you look at those contracts, I think because 2011 was so fresh on everyone's mind, Dow and NRG actually purchased multi-year contracts this time, which is something that they haven't done in the past. So the contracts that they entered this year actually go through 2016. So again, they would get first shot at the water that we make available for 2013 that we're talking about today. Next slide actually has the recommendation for 2013. We break the basin up into segments because it depends on where you are. Obviously, if you're downstream of Lake Proctor, you don't have access to getting water out of the rest of the system, but this is kind of how we break it up in the calculation. And the total there that you see that we're recommending for approval in 2013 is 102,857 acre feet. Next slide. So that's our recommendation. I've got a resolution, but I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Out of that 102,000, we've already got, 40,000 committed? Is my number right? Roughly that.
Contract
2016.
36,643 acre feet of that is committed beyond the end of this year. And right. In the event, that's a good point, in the event we were in a real serious drought right now, the way those contracts are set up, if you choose not to make water available for the next year, and we have customers that have contracts, the contract is written so that we can go back to them, and if we're not going to offer them any water, they can cancel the contract, so they're not on the hook to pay for it. Or we can give them a prorated amount, and they can choose to take that prorated amount or cancel the contract. So in the event we weren't going to make a significant quantity available, those customers with multi-year agreements have the ability to opt out.
Anybody else? Read the resolution, please.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby determines that 102,857 acre feet of interruptible water can be made available for sale in calendar year 2013, and be it further resolved that the General Manager / CEO is hereby authorized to enter into interruptible water availability agreements for the use of this water, which shall be sold at the current system rate per acre foot, except for water for agricultural use, as that term is defined in Chapter 11 of the Texas Water Code, which shall be sold at the current agricultural rate.
Heard the reading of the resolution. The motion to adopt. Sal. Second.
Second.
Grant. Hold the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Borland?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Zaccarino?
Yes.